recommendations of ideas to promote the Mental Health Community Stakeholder Advisory Council. So like we have mentioned in the past, we are working on a Facebook page. We are working on a website. We will get that email source set up and running. So are there any other recommendations on how to get out to the community? And that's what we're looking for here for this item.
John, I would suggest maybe an announcement in the Serving Older Americans SOA newsletter through the community centers.
Okay, all right. Because we do have someone on the council that does work with across the board with all generations. I don't know if Claire is still on the part of the meeting. But yes, we need to devise a strategy to reach out to youth as well and family members and how to get that information out. So whatever platforms or newspapers or whatever, again, we do have a budget that we can look at doing that. And we also have paid communications that we can reach out to help us or drive them in the direction of, again, of who they should be promoting, not only the council, but also the board meetings too, because not quite sure, because everything, what we're trying to do is all grassroots. And there's some ways that you can reach individuals, and then there's other ways that you have to go out in the community to let them know that that the council is available, that these changes are being made. So if you have any thoughts or suggestions, again, email me or call me or whatever, and then we can move from there. Any other thoughts on how we can get in? Hmm?
Do we have an hour?
Beg your pardon?
Outreach committee, outside of this meeting, to just focus on that?
We have not developed that as of yet, and not sure. Again, this is a community council. And so it's going to be a lot of work. And again, it's not, you know, we're not being paid for this. So you know, we want to have subcommittees within this council to work on this, or do we just talk among ourselves before our next meeting and develop strategies, or do we want to have smaller committees? Because that's additional work as well. So again, we have a heavy task before us. And so maybe that's something that you guys might want to think about, and then we can talk about that and put that on the agenda for next month. Any thoughts on that? Because again, I really want to just encourage you to be a part of the meetings here as we're moving forward. And if you should miss several meetings, and I'll say this straight out, is that then you'll be replaced, because we really need you in the game. You know, not one toe in and one toe out, is that we need your whole body in this if we want to make sure that our voices are being amplified and the services and the quality services are going to happen within these various communities as well. And so we just need that commitment. And if you want to reach out to me and say, this is just too much for me, let me know. You know, absolutely, let me know. But if you have any questions at all, feel free to. And family members as well, is that I know when you're in a crisis, you're ready to make moves and do things. And when the crisis is over with, then you want to go on with your life until there's another crisis. But we're trying to build a system where when we hand off someone or someone with lived experience, yourself, is that you'll be taken care of again. So we have not even talked about the criminal justice system and, again, Chapter 51 and, you know, all of the other systems as well. And even Chapter 51 with hospitalization and medication management and sanctions and all of those things that impacts just about everyone, youth as well. Any thoughts? Ideas?
Scheduling of the meetings. Yes. Going to send out a doodle as to scheduling the meetings, or already going to pick the day or?
I would like to have a standing meeting. Is that is, can we meet? Are we available to meet every Monday at 6? Do the evenings work? Or would you prefer a Saturday morning? And then we know we have a standing meeting and we don't have to send out a doodle. We know that this is, and you can put this on your calendar. I think I saw some hands up.
Did what about the suggestion?
Go ahead, Darian.
The last Monday of every month, evening times, how does that work? The last Monday of every month?
Yes, Ms. Johnson.
Your hand raised.
Actually, Mondays does work for me, but I mean, I am versatile, you know, if Monday doesn't work for everybody else.
So that's what I would suggest, the last Monday of every month, and then about 5:30 or 6 p.m. How does that work for you all? Sandra, a hand?
I was going to say that works for me, and sorry I was late. I was coming back from out of town, and I bugged on late, but that makes sense to me.
Okay, so if we are going to go that route, June 27th will be the next meeting. And do you guys prefer 5:30 or 6 p.m.?
Or 6.
6 works for me because I get off at 5, so it'll give me a little time to prepare.
Okay. So we all know the next meeting, and then you all get an invite, of course. I'll have to look at the calendar to see the last Monday of the rest of the month, but I know June 27th at 6 p.m. will be
at
the next meeting.
At 6 p.m. and we will target for an hour and a half, and you'll get an agenda, but our next meeting will focus on the various intersections as well and some of the acronyms. And then also I will provide, I believe that VHS, we do have, is it a new resource booklet available?
I can get that emailed out to everyone, the statutes and then also the terms and things like that. I'll email that to everyone, the documents that I do have.
Oh, great. Great. So again, we do have administrative support, so there's a lot that you guys will not have to do, but then there's a lot you will have to do as well.
And Darian will get you an email, but for point of information, our next board meeting, and they'll get that email, right, Darian? June 16th?
Right. And then also...
That will be June 16th from 9, and that starts at 9 in the morning for your observation purposes.
Right. You guys, and that would be great if you can chime in. I mean, not chime in and talk, but just listen and just listen to how the board meetings run as well. On the agenda.
Mm-hmm. Are they Zoom meetings or do you have to be in person?
It's Microsoft Teams.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great. Thank you.
Yeah, they're Zoom and you can listen in. And then also, too, when there's public comment, you'll have that, and then you can share that as well with your circle of influence. So as you leave the meeting with your circle of influence, you can let people know, but we are going to be putting out a press release, and your names will be on this press release as well, and our charter. So you may hear from some people from the community, you may not, but be prepared for that. Is that okay? And I was going to do it before the meeting, but I just wanted to get permission that before we put it all. This is a public meeting right now. Go ahead, Ms. Sandy.
It's okay. It's okay with me. I don't know if you want everyone to raise their hand if it's okay with them.
Oh no, if it's maybe people might chime in and say no or something.
Okay.
Right.
This is John Griffith. I would hope you could send me a hard copy through the mail because I don't have a printing capability right now and I want to be able to.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll connect with you offline to get that information.
Absolutely. And if you guys need hard copies, let Darian know if you need it. If not, it probably is not. It's not going to be a full big documents. Not right away anyway. So. Okay. All right. I think that it is 7:39. I think we did very well.
Okay.
Ms. Johnson, you still have your hand up? Any other hands up? Darion, that I can't see.
This is Johnson. I think she just forgot to put it down. Is that what it is?
Let me take it down.
So item number seven.